It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Today, we are talking with Jennifer Anderson. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Steve?
Doing well. So, you know, we talk every week about all the services that the vet clinic offers and taking care of your animals, big and small. One of the things we don't talk about a whole lot is the boarding.
Right, and it's that time of year.
Yep, and people are coming and going. So let's fill us in on what you offer.
Sure. So we have 8 boarding runs, I guess you would call them. We offer week boarding, daily boarding. Even if you just want to leave your pet here for the afternoon, you can certainly do that. Dogs, cats. I even had somebody drop off their fish tank one year, and we watched their fish for a week.
Really? I would have never thought about boarding my fish, but
right,
that's awesome. So really, it's a lot, because when you think of boarding your pets, you think dogs and cats, but really, if it's a hamster or whatever it is, you can watch them all.
Yep, we sure can.
So I'm also guessing that it's important to reserve your spot. You don't want people to just drop them off.
Right. And, you know, we fill up pretty quickly. You know, we are a hospital as well, so we have a limited number of spots for boarding. So definitely call ahead, make that reservation. We are able to, if you have 2 dogs, we can board them both in the same kennel. Yeah, so there's lots of different options.
But the key is to get a hold of you, and I really like the idea that, you know, even if you just feel bad because your dog's locked up inside, you can bring them over and just kind of let them run around for the afternoon.
Right. We have, you know, some really great gals that work back there, and they love to play with the dogs and the cats and give belly rubs, and it's pretty cool.
Yep, and it definitely, I know our dog enjoys it, so it definitely is something to think about when you're planning your trip. You need to plan your pet's trip too.
Right. You know, and another really good thing about boarding at the clinic is we are a clinic. You know, we know the difference between your dog is sick or he's just maybe being a little dramatic, or you know, if you have an anxious dog,
sure,
sometimes it's more calm here. So lots of different benefits.
So, and all they need to do is just now, do you need extra information the first time you board an animal?
Yeah, so we want to make sure your pet is up to date on its vaccines, rabies, distemper, if it's a dog, the kennel cough. And then just fill out a boarding form once a year if there's an emergency, how, you know, you'd like us to reach you, or, you know, if we would see anything medically wrong with your dog, permission to treat them.
Very good. All right. Jen, anything else we need to let people know about when it comes to boarding?
You know, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head, Steve, when you said if you're planning to go somewhere, think about where your pet's going to go to, and if you can't take them with you, you know, make arrangements.
Yeah, and the key is to don't wait until the day before you want to leave.
Right, right. When you start making your plans, make theirs as well.
All right. How do people get a hold of the vet clinic?
They can give us a call at 831-1473.
Very good. Jen, thank you for talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
Absolutely, and you as well. That will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.